Have you ever hired a life coach? Maybe you haven't hired a life coach, but you're curious about what life coaching is. Today, I'm going to talk a little about life coaching and some of the ways life coaching can be beneficial for you. If you're even a little bit curious if life coaching is for you, this is the episode that will help you answer that question.
Hey, are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Have you encountered a career change, relationship transition, or simply feel stuck or unsure of your next steps? Are you just going through the motions and lack passion and confidence? Listen, I'm here to help you break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns. Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We'll tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you'll come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. I am super glad you're here today. Today, we're talking about the benefits of life coaching and why I believe everyone could benefit from hiring one. When I think back to when I discovered coaching, I am filled with gratitude, like big gratitude. When I found life coaching, I was spiraling into an unhealthy mental state. I wasn't functioning very well daily, and I was super disconnected from the world around me. Therapy was no longer working, and I had no idea where I was going to turn. I knew I wanted to feel better. I wanted to be more productive and connected, but no matter what I tried, the thoughts that were on repeat in my brain were just blocking me from getting myself out of the funk I was in. Once I was able to find ways to manage my mind and find tools that I could use to break patterns of belief, I slowly began to feel better. It wasn't easy, it wasn't linear, and I still worked to manage my mind. I still worked to break layers upon layers of belief patterns that don't serve me. I still have a coach. Once you learn the impact on your life of having a coach, you will always want to have one. Let's start by looking at a few statistics. The International Coach Federation studies coaching each year. Then they put out this list of statistics related to coaching. Here are three stats they posted I thought were super compelling about hiring a life coach. 80% of coaching clients say that they improved their self-esteem or self-confidence thanks to coaching. 99% of individuals and companies who hire a coach are satisfied or very satisfied. And 96% of those would repeat the process. This is a pretty high percentage of satisfaction, if you ask me. And lastly, according to ICF, 73% of people who hired a life coach improved their relationships. These stats are so interesting to me. But what about the practical matters? What about the tangible outcomes for you or someone who chooses to give coaching a try? What could one expect if they hired a life coach? I compiled a list of 10 ways I've seen coaching work in clients' lives. So here it goes. 1, by experiencing personal growth acceleration. When someone has a good life coach that is able to help them with personalized strategies and tools, they see accelerated personal growth. They see breakthroughs that they wouldn't be able to make before because they have self-imposed limitations. A coach can help you identify those and diffuse them. 2, increased self-esteem and self-confidence. Here, I see women identify and challenge negative beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. This boosts their confidence and it helps them slay dragons they used to be trapped by. 3, overcoming fear and self-doubt. Many women hold back due to fear and self-doubt. Getting coached can help you identify those barriers and develop strategies to overcome them, so then you get to go out and take bold steps towards your big goals. 4, finding clarity and focus. If you're anything like me, this is a challenge for you. I have so many things I have interest in, I tend to jump from shiny object to shiny object. The result is I never complete anything I really want to complete. But having a coach helps you gain clarity about what you truly want in life and what you want to focus on, and then you create a clear roadmap to achieve it. By using that roadmap, you minimize distractions and you give yourself success quicker with more ease. Number 5, by improving your ability to make decisions. Learning to make decisions quicker builds confidence. Learning to make decisions aligned with your goals and values leads to more fulfilling outcomes. So having a coach helping you learn how to make decisions helps you do all of that in a way that is super aligned with you. Number 6, improved communication skills. Effective communication is the key to building relationships in your professional life and your personal life. Becoming more fluent with communication skills means you will find you're able to be more assertive and influential when you want to be. Don't have to tell you, this is beneficial both professionally and personally. Number 7, helping you embrace and adapt to change. Change happens all the time. A coach can help you navigate change in a way that seeks for the opportunity for growth rather than perceiving it as a threat. Number 8, help you create work-life balance. Man, juggling responsibilities can be challenging and overwhelming. A coach can help you find the balance and prioritize self-care while still achieving the professional and personal goals most valuable to you. Number 9, motivate and keep you accountable. A great life coach knows how to get you motivated, and they help you stay accountable for all the goals you've put before yourself. They will keep you on track, keeping you with your sights focused on the roadmap you created together so you can reap the benefits in your future and do it in a way that is doable in the short term as well. Number 10, coaching helps unleash your full potential. Every single woman has untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. Life coaching helps you discover your strengths, talents, and passions, and it empowers you to live a life full of purpose, passion, and crazy confidence. If you're still listening in, you may be saying to yourself, of course she wants to convince me to hire a coach. She is a life coach. You wouldn't be wrong. But here's what I have to say to you in full truth. I believe every single person could hire a life coach because I believe in what they can do for your life. I've seen it over and over again. Most of us are walking around and allowing life to happen without intentionality. And that is okay. If you're doing that and you're content, keep doing you. However, if you want a life that is aligned with who God made you to be, a life that is in line with who you want to be, and a life that is all that it can be, then find and hire a life coach. It doesn't have to be me, although I would love that. I do know coaches who focus on business, farming, podcast production, photography, social media, speaking, singing, and the list goes on. There are so many different types of coaches out there. I am a life coach who helps people be crazy confident and be the best version of themselves possible. I do this by helping them get clear about who they want to be, overcoming the limiting beliefs that are keeping them from being that person, and creating a roadmap for a future they will be proud of. If you have questions or just want to chat about what kind of coach you need, I'm happy to do that with you. Let's close out today with a quick quote from Dan Millman. As coaches, we help people figure out what they really want. We do it by asking powerful questions, holding space, and reminding our clients of their brilliance. We hold faith for them when they can't hold it for themselves. And that, my friends, is part of the magic of coaching. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I sure hope you learned something. Can you do me the biggest favor? Right now, share this show with 3 people you know that might love listening in. It would also help me in a big way if you'd leave a 5-star review so other people just like you can find the podcast. Then don't forget to come back. Each week we cover little tips for how to increase your confidence, how to ditch that self-doubt, and stop negative thought patterns that are keeping you from being your crazy confident self. Look, if you really want to increase your confidence game, all you have to do is take advantage of my free confidence audit where I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you and give you 2 tips catered to your confidence needs to help you get to your crazy confident self.
go right now to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up. Let's get your crazy confidence flowing. See you next week. Love you big.